In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It is Holy Trinity Sunday. And every time we begin our prayers with the sign of the cross, we invoke the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. On Trinity Sunday, it's good to take stock of what we believe concerning God. The vast majority of people on this planet believe in God, a monotheistic God, Jews, Muslims, and Christians all believe there is a one true God. However, the Jews and the Muslims do not believe in the Trinity, that God is three persons of equal nature. The Jews call God Father, because we are his children. But they did not accept the Son of the Father, Jesus Christ, as their Messiah. If they had of, they would have become Christians, but they chose not to. Therefore they remain a monotheistic religion, awaiting their moment in history, ill-missed and often forgotten. The Muslims, 6 centuries after Christ, are a mixed bag of various beliefs, but they too are monotheistic. But God for them is not a father, but rather Allah. And Allah is Lord, Master. We are the servants, or even worse, the slaves, to do his bidding. We Christians, however, and Catholicism is the fullness of the Christian faith, believe that God is a Father, a Son, and the Holy Spirit. We believe this truth, this teaching, because Christ has revealed it to us. And Christ is God, and God cannot lie. The language we use to describe this mystery of the Trinity is encapsulated in the Creed, which we shall shortly profess. A creed which succinctly says that God is of the one substance, consubstantial, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but three diverse persons. To make sense of that, we must distinguish between the words nature, substance, and person. For example, in the church, we might have 200 persons, but only one nature, only one human nature, of which all of those persons participate in. So too, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are three persons, not people, but persons, of which equally they partake of the divine nature in all its fullness. Christ revealed this truth by saying, the Father and I are one, that I have been equal to the Father from the beginning. I am who am. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord. And although we might use these words, substance, nature and person, to explain this truth, this dogma of the Christian faith, let us be wary of not presuming that we fully understand this mystery. A mystery in and of itself is something that lies beyond our grasp, something partially revealed, but not completely, something we can put our arms around, but not wholeheartedly. A mystery always evokes wonderment but never full comprehension. It's only at the end of life when we see God, who is the fullness of truth, will we understand in a human manner the nature of the Trinity. It, however, remains throughout life a mystery. A mystery that makes us and causes us to probe ever deeper through analogies, through metaphors to grasp the unseen in the seen. The world created by God, and we are his creatures, has certain elements or moments or natures that partake of the divine, that partake of the triune God. Take, for example, the simple reality of spatial dimension. Are there not three dimensions to our spatial reality? Height, width and depth. Are there not three dimensions to time? Past, present and future. Are there not three kinds of time? Chronos, Kairos and eternal time. If we look into nature itself, as often the mystics did, we shall see the thumbprint of the Creator in creation. And there's a triune thumbprint. For did not God say at the beginning of time in every man's Bible, let us create. The us represents Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thus people throughout the course of history to evangelize, to win souls for God, would use analogies and metaphors. We are all aware of St. Patrick's usage of the three-leaf clover to win the Celts to the Christian faith. Or perhaps we've been taught triangles, one object, three sides, to help us grasp this reality. Or perhaps it's water, one chemical substance but three forms, liquid, solid and gas. I recall vividly, not so long ago, standing on the snow, solid, I felt liquid rain on my head whilst nursing in my cold hands a steaming drink, gas, steam. The same substance, yet in such vast and diverse manners they came to me. So too the Trinity, Father, Son and Holy Spirit, manifest themselves in different and diverse manners, yet not isolated from each other. They work in harmony and unity beyond our human comprehension. Which is not to say that faith is opposed to reason, or reason opposed to faith. It's not an either-or scenario. But rather the mystery of the Trinity, we believe in faith, is above reason and utilizes reason. Somewhat in the same manner that the telescope or binoculars use eye vision and enhance eye vision to see something that the human eye cannot see. So too, faith enhances reason so that we might believe, accept and profess this divine truth. The truth given to us by Christ, accepted by all Christians and handed on to our very day. Let us therefore be, on Trinity Sunday, faithful Christians, Catholics with a sense of awe and devotion and respect and reverence to the triune God. Not Catholics who perhaps are confused or ignorant, but nevertheless filled with faith, a faith that fully embraces a Father, Son and Holy Spirit. At the beginning of this Mass and at the end of every Mass, we Catholics pray to the Triune God. To the Father we pray through the Son, asking the Holy Spirit's blessing. May that Spirit bless us and protect us always on this Trinity Sunday. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.